Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Monash, and this is a very important episode. If you only listen to one episode this week, listen to this one. Folks, I'm here to report that the next real estate downturn is already upon us. It's not 18 months away or 24 months away like many have predicted. It is here now. But first, a thank you to our sponsor.
International Coffee Farms grows and sells specialty coffee from Boquete, Panama. Their specialty coffee sells for a premium to the commodity coffee at auction, and as a landowner, you would benefit from those high prices. The idea of a safe, diversified, cash-flowing offshore investment is intriguing to you. Check out International Coffee Farms at internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com.
We are back, and we're talking about the next real estate downturn. And folks, it is already here. And I'm going to show you conclusively with the example of Seattle. Seattle itself was once struggling with low vacancy. Today, that city is awash with new apartments. Amazon's headquarters in the downtown has brought a lot of new tech jobs. Used to be that Microsoft was the major technology employer, and today, the center of gravity has shifted to Amazon. Faced with nation-leading population growth and the tech boom, developers have thrown everything they had at building new rental units. And if you've been listening to this podcast for a while, you know that I'm a big believer in economic fundamentals. The further you stray from the fundamentals of supply and demand, the more you are at risk of business failure. And Seattle has been the construction crane capital of the country for a few years now. 2017 was a boom year for residential construction, with 12,000 new units coming up in the Seattle area, according to analysis from several sources that we examined, including RealPage and Apartment Insights. That's around 50% more than 2016, which saw 8,000 units hit the market. But here's the kicker. More than 30,000 in additional units have permits approved, and there's another 30,000 applications behind it. This is absolute insanity. Some builders are simply not paying attention. They don't have their finger on the pulse of the market. The surplus shows some early signs of having effect on rent, with large quarterly decrease in cost. One-bedroom apartments have asking rents down 7% from the peak of 2017, and two-bedroom apartments are down 8% from their peak in April of 2016. In downtown Seattle, the vacancy rate is a whopping 25.7%. According to the Seattle Times. And in newly constructed apartment buildings, we're looking at 40% of the units being currently empty. And in surrounding areas of the city, it's not quite as extreme, but still very high. In South Lake Union, vacancies are around 14%, and in South Central Seattle, they're at 11%. Now, landlords are increasingly desperate to find tenants. Most of the advertised apartments have leasing incentives, such as $99 damage deposits and 1 month free rent. That equates to another 8.3% discount in the rental rate on an annual basis, which is not actually reflected in the rental rates. So the real numbers are at least another 8% lower when you take the leasing incentives into account. And with most landlords offering these incentives, these discounts are getting even deeper. Some are even offering 2 months free rent. So why has this happened? Well, it's very simple. New supply. Seattle has been flooded with new apartment buildings in a very short period of time. For the period from 2015 to 2019, the city will have opened more new apartments than in the previous 50 years combined. And from that point of view, they've clearly overshot the market. The new supplies outpace population growth and demand by a wide margin. And it's simply the laws of supply and demand. Now let's look at the demand side of the equation. In 2016, the city saw 8,000 new units of capacity, and in 2017, we only absorbed 6,900 units. It was already a surplus of 1,000 units in the market by mid-2017, and here we are in 2018 with 25,500 units currently under construction and another 35,000 in the development pipeline. And I'm only counting buildings that have 50 apartments or more. These are the towers that are sprouting up like mushrooms all over the city. It does not include condos that are purchased by investors, and they too will show up in the rental market. You can expect almost a quarter of condos in the condo market to be purchased by investors if it follows the trends in other cities, and it doesn't include units available in smaller buildings. So the question is, what other cities in America Has supply got ahead of demand? This is a question we're going to examine in the coming days and weeks. I talked to a lot of investors who are having a hard time finding deals in today's marketplace, and people are paying crazy prices for apartment complexes. And my counsel to you, if you're having a hard time finding a deal, is be patient. Don't jump into the market. The market peak has already passed. Just most people don't know it. Be a little patient, and there will be opportunities emerging on the market in the coming months and years. Now is the time to position yourself with cash in hand to be ready to find bargains, but don't jump into the market just yet. We are heading for the next downturn. In the meantime, as you're thinking about that, have an awesome day. Make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.